Brilliance Audio presents The Truth and Other Hidden Things by Lee Geller, performed by Andy Arndt. 1. The day Harry didn't get tenure was also the day I discovered that an IUD is not foolproof. At the time, it was hard to say which news was worse. I was smacked by the first piece of information while I was moving things around in our apartment. Harry and I moved into this Upper West Side faculty housing near the university when we were expecting our daughter Alice, and when Sam, our oldest, was 3. Back then, well over a decade ago, we were only 3 people, almost 4, and we had clothes, toys, and books, but mostly books. Every 6 months, I ejected books to make room for an additional pair of sneakers, another gray hoodie, or one more box of indiscriminate white wires. The grand culling involved tossing about 5% of everything we owned, which really meant tossing 5% of what the kids and I owned, because Harry was very protective of his things. In Harry's mind, in order for an item to qualify for the purge, it needed to have completely disintegrated, as though soaked in a bath of acid. He would regularly paw through the giveaway bags, making sure I wasn't forcing him to part with that nubby sweater he'd had since college or the pleated rust-colored corduroys he'd bought as a grad student. Coupled with Harry's inability to cull was his careful procurement of what little he did own. Harry had a penchant for locally roasted coffee and small batches of gin, most of it brewed in Brooklyn bathtubs and decanted into darling little bottles that I kept and filled with things, but would eventually have to discard in the grand culling. The kids cooperated, mostly because they rightly suspected that by getting rid of old stuff, they were making room for new stuff. Sam, now almost 16, also had biology on his side. He was growing quickly and destructively, tearing through his jeans and shredding gray hoodies. Alice was strategic in her culling, texting me pictures of shoes to replace the one she had left for me in a pile by the door of her bedroom. Alice is always several steps ahead of me. Mostly, though, the culling is mine. Every few months, I parted with another vestige of my past life, heels, dress pants, and suits I hadn't worn since I left the office brigade 12 years ago, a few weeks after my 30th birthday. Even if I wanted to wear a pantsuit again, the tailoring to bring the turn-of-the-century styles up to date would cost more than a new suit itself. Besides, I wasn't fooling anybody. My pantsuit days were behind me. The university had offered us several slightly larger apartments over the years, but we knew that if we held out until Harry
Sample complete. Ready to continue?